Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
It's Friday before Father's Day. How are your Father's Day plans coming along?
Oh, you know.
Based on a text I got at 7 something last night, 8, whatever that was.
Hey, man, I was able to find shipping.
Good.
Thank you for
Did you expedite?
Thank you for your gift advice. And yes,
You're
I
welcome.
Paid a little bit extra thanks to waiting
He's
to the last second.
He's going to love it.
Yeah, I think it's you're really helping me out here. The other thing is I still need to shop for
your dad? Your
father.
Papa?
No, I found something just very small. My dad's that guy. It's like, you know, you don't need to get me anything.
At a certain age, right? Mm-hmm. Both you and your dad, it just feels it's like a card is appreciated.
Right.
But beyond that, what are you going to do?
But I love getting my dad something that will make him smile or laugh. And so I think I did it.
Good.
I think I got him something and I'm really excited about it. I think he'll not really enjoy it, but I think that when he opens it, the room will.
Lovely. This will be great.
It'll play well in the room.
Sounds like you're working on a stand-up routine.
My job as the oldest is to have the funniest gift.
You
I feel.
Set the tone.
Yeah, yeah.
Does he open the gifts in the order of his daughters?
No,
and
it's
son?
Just kind of like whatever's close,
okay.
Right? So we'll see, like, you know, sincere.
You're going to kind of
gag gift.
Sneak it in
yeah.
at the end?
Yeah.
Open this.
There, this is a little token of my esteem.
Does it make a noise?
I don't know.
Is it a bodily function
again,
gag?
I ordered it very last minute.
Okay. Is it going to show up today, hopefully?
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Yes.
Perfect.
Hey, thanks to expedited shipping.
Yes. Amazon thanks you.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, happy Father's Day to everybody coming up on Sunday. And happy Flag Day tomorrow, by the way.
Yes. Flag Day as well.
Do those two always fall Saturday, Sunday?
I was having that same thought. I don't remember if they do
they
or
don't.
Not, but I love that it's...
It's just the way the calendar works out this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a troop of Boy Scouts in my neighborhood, and they always put up flags. It just feels very...
We always get them in our neighborhood on Memorial Day. Somebody puts them in everybody's lawns, which is great, but I have no idea who does that.
What service is it, right?
It's fantastic.
I assume it's Boy Scouts. I have no idea, actually.
I think there's a little note on it, and I never take time to look at it.
Oh.
I'd leave it there, and then I'd watch it magically disappear.
It's incredible.
Yes, it
it's
is.
A huge undertaking, too.
I so. Know. Lawn to lawn to lawn.
Whoever's doing it, thank you.
It could be the same people who have to spray for utilities. They're good. They're good at putting flags in.
They're very good.
It just reminded me, we were live yesterday at that new market.
S International Market, yes.
We parked on the grass. I don't think I put the utility flag back
Eric,
where we moved it.
You said you would.
I know, I did say
you
that.
You said.
Uh-oh. Guys, warning, there's an underground gas line right by the market. Don't dig.
Okay. Well, I know what
I
you're doing later
I think it's
because
the
today.
City was planting trees, and the trees are already there, so I think we're okay.
You're probably good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the spray paint. It looked old. I think we're fine.
I think you're good. It's probably
Now
fine.
I feel like I have to drive back and put
that
flag
just,
back.
Just to be safe.
Yes.
Would you go back?
Just to be a good Cedar Rapidian,
also,
a good citizen.
I just want to go back and do a little bit of shopping, because I had so much fun going through us as we were leaving.
Mine this morning is going to be a little show and tell.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm very happy with what I bought at the store yesterday.
I didn't see what you purchased.
Yes. It's standing by.
Okay.
Ready for a big surprise.
Fantastic.
And I was just looking over your shoulder. Speaking of those city trees, we have a dead one.
Yeah.
And it's still there. But I saw the crews were out the last couple of days. So hopefully that'll be replaced. That guy just never bloomed. What?
I thought there was somebody behind me. Your eyes got real big.
No, I was making sure the tree was still
and
there.
And I thought it was going to be a person, and I thought I might be in danger, but you were just excited about a dead tree.
Whatever you do, don't turn around.
And it's behind you, Claire.
When I tell you, duck.
Oh, man.
No.
You got me with the dead tree.
But, you know, we got, what, 5 or 6 in the lawn, and one didn't make it.
Beautiful, stately trees.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one directly behind you has... grow nicely.
The first year of life is rough for a tree.
It is. You got to water a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun to just see all of those trees and then the green bags like lining streets.
We need trees.
I'm looking forward
in
to like
Rapids.
Doing a tree line drive in 20 years.
Yeah.
Just to see how big they're going to get.
It's going
to
be beautiful.
That's going to be cool.
Just wait.
Yes.
We'll get there. We'll get there. And then as we were saying, Father's Day coming up this Sunday. I know we're doing... pick your pops today.
Right.
Dad jokes. But sometimes, like, there's a dad joke kind of with a punchline, and then there's just, like, the things my dad always says, it's kind of jokey. Like every time we went to the Iowa State Fair, I have trauma because when we go to pay for parking every year, my dad would say, the guy behind me's got it.
Every year.
And then give the guy the $5 or whatever. And
every year.
Every year. I'm like, Dad, stop. It's not. We've already done this. Please. But sometimes they just won't quit, right?
That's what dads are known for.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a dad catchphrase. Some people said, like, if you tell my dad, see you later, he goes, thanks for the warning.
Just, it's a good dad comeback.
It's so dry.
Yes.
Right? It's just so dry. If I ask my dad, hey, Dad, can you make me breakfast? He goes, abracadabra, your breakfast. Dad.
I want to share in this, but my dad wasn't very jokey.
Not a jokey?
No.
He was more like,
don't get in trouble. They kept us on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, yeah. Don't mess
he
up.
He was like, flick your ear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Little knuckle on the head,
yeah.
Sort of dad.
Just.
If you're getting a little too close while you're driving another car in front of you, like you're in love with the guy.
What was the thing that was like, something, something, and fly right?
But what?
I don't know. He had a catch.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was something, it was like he was an airline pilot. He's never flown, but fly right. Okay, Dad.
Does your husband have one that he rattles off all the time? Catchphrase?
Yeah, I'm going to sell you.
I'm going to sell you?
Hey, if you don't knock it off, I'm going to sell you. Why? I don't know why.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do your daughters believe that?
No, I think that they know he's joking. It's never serious.
At some point in school, they're going to learn you can't do that.
You cannot do that. Please don't do
if
that.
If you don't knock it off back there, I'm going to sell you.
Yeah, I'm going to sell you. Hey, I'm going to sell you these guys. What?
Oh, and then he picks a buyer.
He has the buyers all lined up.
See those it's guys planting trees?
It's a very dangerous joke.
You're going home with them.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I'm trying to stay calm is what I'm trying to do. It's fine. This time of year is warm and it's probably going to be okay. But Iago from Aladdin.
You're molting?
Yeah. Like, look, I just pulled one out now.
Why?
Like,
don't do that.
I don't know. It just falls out. It's everywhere.
Is that a summer thing for you?
Yeah. Because
you don't need it, right?
You're like an animal.
You got to go back to your primal days.
Mm-hmm.
Going into the cave at wintertime, you want the hair.
Yeah.
Coming out, you got to lose the hair.
I guess. I hope that's what's happening. I'm an animal. I mean, I lose a lot of hair. It's fine. I've never really worried about it.
It's just natural.
But this week, I'm like, well, that's a lot.
It's also the warmest in a consecutive days in a row.
True. Maybe that's it.
I think something triggered. Or when you get stressed out, does your hair fall out?
I'm not stressed.
You sure?
I'm getting stressed about the hair thing.
See, it's perpetuating.
Oh, no.
It doesn't get better. It gets worse.
Oh, no.
Why? Why is this coming out? And the next thing you know, you have a handful.
I know. That's the thing. It's the handfuls. Like, ew.
How's your shower drain?
That's a poor, poor Nick issue.
That's my issue, too. That's weird.
That's weird.
You know, it has to go in the trash, by the way.
Yes.
Don't flush it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can't go through.
Flush it?
You can't. Oh.
No, why?
Shannon
no.
has a bad habit of doing
no,
that.
No, no, no.
No, it's got to go in the trash.
Trash.
Yeah.
Because
that won't break down.
Exactly.
I know. The strength of hair, the human hair. Just won't do it.
Human hairs. Hair.
Okay. I would like to introduce you to my purchase at S International Market. I bought black tea from Africa.
Ooh.
African black tea.
I wondered if it would be tea, but I also kind of thought it might be skincare product. I don't know. It just looks.
It does look like a skincare box.
It looks very beautiful.
It's got a, and actually, it's not only zebra print. There's a zebra face right here.
Yeah.
All I know about it is it's Caracho gold. It has a distinct bright color and aromatic flavor, and they spell color with a U, so you know it's foreign. I've not opened it yet. I still have 3 more tea bags in the last box, and then I'm moving this on Monday or next week. What?
You have to finish the other tea before you start.
You know me.
Really? There are rules. There are rules about tea, and we cannot break the tea rules.
This is the new box. I haven't finished the old box
don't
yet.
Don't you just want to break it open and just see what it tastes like?
How about we just take a look at it?
Why not taste it? Why not?
No, let's just look at it first.
No, you... Eric, what? There are no rules on tea.
I have my own tea rules, Claire.
Oh, my gosh.
Leave me alone.
This is so strict. I don't think I could stop myself. I would always open up the next new thing.
Now, here's what's interesting. American and British tea bags have strings. These do not.
Oh, yeah. Some teas don't.
You just plop it in the old cup, huh?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you how it tastes on Thursday.
Whenever he gets to it.
Because I have rules, Claire.
Make it now.
No, tea rules.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Peter Rapids police had a call in an airplane from the Iowa State Patrol to arrest a motorcyclist on Wednesday. About 7 o'clock, Cedar Rapids police initiated a traffic stop for a pickup and a motorcycle on Highway 100. Officers observed them video recording motorcycle stunts on the roadway.
Oh, no.
Pickup stopped, but the motorcycle kept going. Then they called in the plane. So they had eyes on the motorcycle the entire time, which is a safer way to do a chase, especially when the guy was going 177 miles per hour on his motorcycle.
Oh.
They ended up finding him. He was trying to hide. Officers arrested and booked a guy named Kyle Ward on multiple charges. Officials with the city of Des Moines are warning that near record level of pollutants in its rivers could make drinking water dangerous if steps are not taken to reduce demand on the water. The warning impacts more than 500,000 people both within the city limits and the suburbs. The Water Utility of Des Moines is issuing its first ever ban on watering lawns. It's first ever for the region after seeing the highest levels of nitrates in the river since 2013.
Wow.
So my guess is if you waste the water on your lawn, then they're going to have to go to the river, and to the river water is just not safe. Mm. Nitrate levels have historically been tied to runoff from farmland around the Des Moines area. They've tried to stop it. They've tried to get injunctions. They've tried to ask the state to ask for better conservation practices, but so far that's not happening, but this hasn't been this bad since 2013. What's got us feeling all right today? Of course, we all know about the Doge cuts, and one of those was AmeriCorps, which is a volunteer program. In Davenport, they're not having it, so they did a fundraiser to keep some of their AmeriCorps workers in Davenport.
Wow.
They raised $78,000.
Whoa.
Yeah, they had 8 workers in town doing work for Davenport Parks and Rec, along with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Donors chipped in, raised the money. They're going to stay on contract through August.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I know it impacted. It was Indian Creek Nature Center.
Mm-hmm.
Had all of those people in to help clear stuff out. They had a big plan for the spring and summer, and they had to send most of those people back, which is just a sad story. But good news coming out of Davenport.
Wow.
They were able to raise the money to keep their AmeriCorps contract.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Sabrina Carpenter is getting ready for a brand new album, and she unveiled the cover of it yesterday. It's called Man's Best Friend. And the cover features a photo of Sabrina Carpenter on all fours in front of a man who's pulling a handful of her hair.
No.
A women's advocacy group in Scotland called it regressive and says it reduces women to pets, props, possessions, and promotes an element of violence and control. Sabrina's fans are defending her, saying it's satire. And in fact, her first song from the album, which has already been released, is called Man Child, and it's actually making fun of men.
It's where it gets tough, because that was her call.
Yeah.
On the cover. So she knows what she's doing. But at the same time, is it what you want to portray?
I'm like, I know you know what you're doing, but what are you doing?
It's perception's reality, right?
Right.
How's it going to be received?
She said in response to some of the criticisms that I truly feel like I've never lived in a time where women have been picked apart more and scrutinized in every capacity. And I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about every female artist who's making art right now. But what is the message? I don't know.
You know what? With the internet, you're never going to win. You're just never going to win.
Right. Well, because everyone's like, what are you trying to say with
right.
this artistic expression?
And even she'll answer that, and she still, then they won't believe her. Right. That's tough.
I'm excited about this art because finally we are for sure getting a Spaceballs 2, and it's bringing back people we have not seen in decades. Rick Moranis is back.
It's been 20 years since he's been in a movie, right?
In anything.
He didn't even do the Ghostbusters.
No, he didn't come back for that. But he will return to play Dark Helmet in Spaceballs 2. Bill Pullman is back to play Lone Star as well.
Lovely.
Mel Brooks is going to be back as Yogurt. And Josh Gad actually co-wrote the script with him.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, he's expected to be in it too. Bill Pullman's son, Lewis Pullman, who is an actor, has also been cast along with Kiki Palmer, but there's no word on what characters those two will be playing.
Well, we lost John Candy and right. We lost
Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers. So that's two of the core four
right.
for the show.
So I'm not sure what they're going to do, but they did release the first teaser trailer yesterday, and it's just kind of like that classic Star Wars text that kind of comes through. And talks about prequels, sequels, sequels to prequels to the sequels, and TV spinoffs.
I watched the whole thing yesterday.
It's fantastic. And at the end, we get a little bit of Mel Brooks. The Schwartz Awakens in 2027.
The Schwartz Awakens.
Can't
I love it.
Can't wait. Okay. It's Father's Day coming up, and I'm sure that Jason Kelsey's daughters are going to spoil him on Sunday. But before Father's Day happens, a tattoo artist named Joe the Wizard revealed that he had a client that wanted a Jason Kelsey tattoo, and not just any Jason Kelsey tattoo. He has a tattoo of Jason Kelsey posing in the nude as kind of like a pinup girl.
What?
Yeah. But you know, don't worry. It's not fully nude. It's tasteful.
Does look like a pinup, right?
Exactly. So right over the, you know, below the tummy area.
Right over the area?
Perfect. There's an eagle.
Right.
There's an eagle
there.
Right in that region. So he's posing. He's got an eagle, and people are sharing it. People are like, oh my gosh, look at this. Naturally, Jason gets to see it at some point. What is his reaction? He said, I'm not sure if I should be offended or flattered. I think it's more flattered. It's a generous bird. Good size head on the bird.
It's a generous bird.
So he's going with flattered.
I see your bird is well plumed.
Hello. Well. His wife wasn't sure what to make of it. She wasn't quite as flattered. She's like, excuse me, I don't even know where to start on this thing.
And she knows the size of his bird, too.
Exactly. It's just weird that there's a stranger out there.
It is very weird that they requested it. The tattoo artist acquiesced.
Yeah.
And now it's going, making the rounds.
Okay.
Which means somebody else is now going to order it, right?
Yep.
I'll have what she's having.
A lot of eagles flying around out there. My goodness. That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
Wake the kids. Because they're out of school. They need to learn science.
Get up and learn some science with Dance and Eric Hansen.
Friday the 13th. On this 24th week of the year, 2025, we're almost halfway through the year.
Ooh.
Broadcasting from a latitude of 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west at an elevation of 840 feet above sea level. This is Nerd News. The Captain Kirk Future Birthplace Memorial has seen some updates just in time for Riverside's 40th annual Trek Fest. The memorial, which includes a plaque on a limestone structure, now includes new landscaping.
Ooh.
And it was inaccessible by wheelchairs until now. So it is now ADA compliant.
Love it.
They built a ramp. Trek Fest 40 coming up the last weekend in June, Friday and Saturday, June 27th and 28th in Riverside. Two actors from the TV series Star Trek Enterprise, who I've never heard of, will be in attendance.
Lovely.
Ever since they stopped bringing in like people from the TV show and the movies, I don't know who they are anymore. I would consider myself a bit of a Trekkie, though.
Would you?
I do enjoy the original. I would actually get Paramount Plus to watch more Star Trek. I just don't want another streaming service. That's the only thing that's holding me back.
Otherwise, I'd do it.
If somebody wants to buy me Paramount, if Trek wants to pay me to watch more, I would watch more. But like, I don't need another streaming service. You get it, right?
I understand.
A final exam for a school in Oregon may have just produced a first-of-a-kind prosthetic for dogs. So students at a middle school use recycled materials to design and build a prototype prosthetic for a dog with a spinal injury. They're in seventh grade. They go to a Valley Catholic Middle School in Beaverton, and they're in a STEM class. Ember is a 16-week-old Labradoodle, and its back legs were paralyzed as a result of a spinal injury.
Mm-hmm.
So they created prosthetic legs for the dog.
So like the the dog could walk on all fours?
I think the idea is at least help the dog stand. I don't quite know the motion of the legs.
Mm-hmm.
And as it stands now, they just used recycled materials, and then they had a stuffed dog that was the exact dimension and proportion of the Labradoodle.
Uh-huh.
The next step is to 3D print it, get a vet involved, and then see if it will work.
Interesting.
That was their final project, though. That was their final grade, was based on making that.
Wow.
Which I don't know if that's ever been done before. This could be a first of its kind design, and a bunch of seventh graders did it out of Oregon.
Holy cow.
Very cool.
Way to go, kids.
I mean, the STEM Academy, right, and classes in Metro do great work, and it's cool to see that happening in Oregon. Let's wrap nerd news with some key information if you ever need to trap a bear.
That news we can use, yeah.
The key words are hot tub and donuts. Wildlife officers in Florida were able to capture a bear thanks to donuts and a hot tub. So the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission was called out to a neighborhood this past Sunday. On camera, they see the bear in a hot tub. Then it proceeds
like,
to...
Is the water in it?
Yeah, it's just hanging out in the hot tub. Like you and I.
Okay.
Minus a cool beverage.
Uh-huh.
It's just in the hot tub. Then he gets like, I'm tired. So he then proceeds to go to the couch of their outdoor furniture. That wasn't comfortable enough. Kind of tore that apart. Then takes a nap on the lawn for 6 hours. This entire time, they can't go to the backyard, right?
No.
They try to get him, and he goes up a tree in the neighbor's yard. They entice him down with donuts, put him in a safe container, and they take him to a state park.
Why did they use donuts?
I don't know, and I want to know how many and what flavors.
Exactly.
It was not in the story.
But
donuts brought the bear down.
These were just the people who, the homeowners or?
No, this were the officers.
The officers who do this for a living,
yes,
use donuts.
I don't know if this is protocol, just creativity.
First I've heard of it.
Maybe they saw Winnie the Pooh the day before and they're like, aha, honey.
Well, just a big pot of honey.
But where do you get a big pot of honey? Like an actual bear sized pot of honey? You can't find that. But if there's a donut shop next door, it's sweet, right? You get a. Get a big old box of Dunkin'.
Just get a couple glazed, yeah.
A bear went, ooh, what's that? I woke up from a 6 hour nap and I'm hungry for some donuts.
I didn't know the bears love donuts.
No word on if the bear
doesn't love donuts.
Just wearing one shirt, we don't know.
Just a crop top.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Everybody!
No!
But it's a sea shanty, Claire. You have to sing along if you're part of the team. That's the way it goes.
We are a part of the team. You and I, we see ourselves as kind of higher ups, right?
Yeah,
management. We are management.
We're cardboard boat management.
Yeah. We want to make sure that the team is all ready for the big Freedom Festival Cardboard Boat Regatta, which is coming up on Saturday, June 28th, the end of this month. We are weeks away from the Cardboard Boat Regatta.
We just learned yesterday we had a meeting with our friends with Freedom Festival. We do have a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, the University of Iowa Swarm teaming up with Riverside. So they're going to be on the water with us in exhibition round one. Then there's another exhibition, which are a couple firefighters. Then we get into the actual races for cardboard boats coming up, like you said, that last Saturday. Our entry, though, has to do better than last year because we sank last year.
It was a beautiful race. I mean, it started out great for us. We made it around the first
turn. We were ahead.
And then the boat went down. We can't have that happen again. So we've learned a little something, and we feel like we're going to be back better than ever in year two.
Let's welcome Captain Ben into studio. How's boat building coming along, Captain Ben?
Captain?
It's going all right.
Yeah?
Okay.
You kind of shocked us yesterday with your news about some redesigning on the boat.
Yeah. So last year, I really didn't know what I was doing. It was my very first time. And while it was a box shape, I mean, after we put on like a nose cone, I think it looked okay last year.
It looked great.
Oh, absolutely.
And it performed great. I do think it was operator error. One of the people in the back was kind of rowing water in.
They never rowed before.
They hadn't. No, we tried to teach them with Tony Milani. It just didn't work out.
Didn't take.
No. So here we are. Same design as last year. But then welcome to studio and welcome to the design process.
First Mate Tay.
Hey, Tay.
What's up?
How's it going?
It's going good.
You are to be thanked, I think.
Yeah.
For the redesign, hopefully, of our boat.
Yeah. So, you know, I kind of came in there and first thing that I saw was a cube.
You saw a cube, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was like, this isn't really boat-shaped.
So, doesn't really work.
How do you come in, like, new guy on a project, and you're like, hey, I think we should start over? That was, well, what was the move?
You know, I kind of just took the general vibe in. You know, everyone's like, oh, yeah, we got this little cube. It's going to do well. We did great last year. So I was like, okay, well, it's not a boat. So let's just, like, let's take a minute to think about what we're doing here.
So I'm looking at the photos. Captain Ben, did we have extra cardboard, or did you have to unbuild the cube to then give Tay his canvas?
We have tons of cardboard. We unbuilt the cube, and we reused some of that. But yeah, we have so much cardboard, we don't even know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So now it looks more like a canoe, Claire.
It really does.
Yeah.
Very boaty.
It's very boaty.
Right.
First Mate Tay, do you have a boating background?
No, none at all. I've never built a cardboard boat or have even tried to.
Hey, Captain Ben, can I talk to you for just a second?
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Well, last year, while it was, you know, more of a box shaped, we did have a brain, like a creative brains of the operation. I had Kate, like, help me out with that part. And I felt like we needed to fill that void this year, which is why I brought Tay. And he just had another idea for it. I mean, he doesn't have to have cardboard boat building experience. He's creative, and I trust his opinion.
I keep coming back to, he does good management. He delegates.
He does.
Right? So he oversees the project. We oversee him. He oversees the project, and then he gets people to help him.
And you know what I'm taking away from this is trust.
You need to trust him more.
Trust process.
Yeah, because you were not trusting the process yesterday.
I am not feeling a lot of trust, but.
Okay. So here we are, week two of the build. Brand new design. It looks more canoe-shaped. As it stands, and I see the photo right now, it looks like a canoe and duct tape. Captain Ben, is that where we're at right now?
Yes, it looks canoe-shaped.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know how well it's going to hold right now. We taped it a little bit, but it doesn't seem very, like, sturdy.
Was there ever an opportunity to test the boat last year and see if it could hold?
No, we never did that because I'm worried that if we test the boat, the water's going to start to, like,
creep in.
Yeah, break down the cardboard.
Ruin it. Okay. I don't want it to get ruined before the race. We need to last on the race.
So she seaworthy? We'll find out at the race.
We find out live at the race.
That's the best part, though. Okay, Tay, for a guy who's never built a boat, this looks fantastic.
Thank you.
What's kind of the general plan for week three, which would be the start of next week? What are you guys doing next?
We need to make this thing super sturdy is our biggest concern.
So reinforcement?
Yeah.
Is that a good word?
Lots of
right now, like, sides of the boat kind of, they go outwards.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. It feels like it could just fall right back apart.
We watched a boat last year that did, it just kept kind of bowing open.
Yes.
So you do need to make sure those sides don't bend too much because water's going to get in. Okay.
Right.
So they're working on that.
Reinforcement. Okay. So
that'd be the goal.
I want this thing to be very strong. So reinforce.
Me too. I'm really hoping.
When do you get to the paint? One more week? Like the week of the event? Because we're 2 weeks out.
Yeah. I mean, definitely by that week, but...
All right.
Yes.
Because
I don't know. It depends how far
does it sound like I just reminded him we needed to paint?
Dude, it's coming up. June 28th is the day of the race.
The important thing's the boat.
Yes.
Yes, I know.
It just needs to float.
It needs to float.
We haven't even settled on a theme yet.
Well, we got to get that going.
Do we have to vote?
Well, we also got to find some people to go in the boat. You and I are in charge of the crew, right?
I feel like I got a good lead.
All right. We'll see. You got a good lead?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll continue to get updates. Tay, can we get you maybe next week sometime too?
Yes, of course. I'll be around.
I feel like I need to ask Tay when I want a straight answer.
Well, Captain Ben is first mate. I think it just makes sense.
Yes, for sure. Okay, Captain Ben and first mate Tay, thanks for the update. Photos right now for the morning scramble entry for our cardboard boat as we get ready for the big cardboard boat regatta coming up the last Saturday. It's a lot to say.
Easy for you to say.
Last Saturday coming up in June.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
There's you, there's your dad, you're staring at each other. Everybody's quiet. Your dad's a soft-spoken man. What are you going to do? How are you going to fill the void? How are you going to fill the space?
Hey, Dad, did you know?
That's useless knowledge right there.
That's the power of useless knowledge. And I've got tons.
All right, stacks of papers in front of you. All numerically numbered in a system only you understand.
And I don't like picking, so I have you spin the wheel and give me a random number, which will correspond to a useless fact.
Go to pile 5, please, and grab one of those.
Okay. Pile number 5. The 7-10 split.
Bowling. I know it well.
Yes. Dad'll love this. The 7-10 split is statistically only the third hardest shot in bowling. The hardest is the Greek church.
What's the Greek church? I was made to bowl as a child. I was on teams. I won trophies. I have patches. I've never heard of the Greek church. What is that?
The Greek church is when there are 5 pins, 2 on the back left and 3 on the back right.
That's not hard. You just aim for the right and you kick one left.
You know what?
What?
It's hard. When there are some over here and some over there, that's always hard.
The Greek church.
The Greek church. I mean, you could tell that to Dad. See what he says.
I didn't know it was a thing.
It's a thing.
I hope your next fact is where that name came from. Go to pile number one, please.
Pile number one.
Yes.
Dad, did you know that it's illegal to be reincarnated in China without government permission?
What?
Yeah. Yeah. You have to have permission.
So on your deathbed, you just have to line that up?
There's a lot of documents, so you better know ahead of time.
How much paperwork to get reincarnated in China?
A lot of paperwork.
More than you think?
Yeah, way more than you think.
All right, spin number three. Wheel of Useless Knowledge. Going around the carousel.
Oh, boy.
All odd numbers this morning. We're going to end with 3, please.
You know how it's weird when there's like famous people and they have the same last name? It's like, are they related?
Like a Michael Jordan and a Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they related? Well, Warren Buffett and Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, I didn't consider that.
Same last name. And they were actually friends when Jimmy was alive.
Yeah.
They once thought, we should probably see if we are related.
Warren Buffett and Jimmy Buffett.
So they decided to take a DNA test and see. The results came back negative.
Dang it.
But they still decided to refer to each other as Uncle Warren and Cousin Jimmy.
The Buffett brothers.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Now I want to see if the band Hanson would consider a DNA test with Dance and Eric Hanson.
I want to know if you're related to Hanson.
I would love to. Oh, hey.
Oh, whoa.
Bonus.
Bonus.
Pile 3, please.
Dolphins have bromances.
They do?
Yeah, where 2 or 3 male dolphins will pair up for decades and just like help be the wingman as they try to hook up with the females.
Really?
Yes, yes. Dolphins have bromances.
Bro, you don't have any game. I'll help you out, man.
Let me help you, bro.
You Come haven't on. Had a female dolphin companion for a whole mating season, bro. That'll bring her over here.
Yeah, that'll work.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.